let's head to the KRDO newsline, and we have ABC News correspondent Aaron Kutursky joining us. And Aaron, we've seen vaccination rates continue to break records, but there are some concerns. Tell us about this.
Well, the concern is with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, because there was a mix-up at a plant in Baltimore. It makes components for both Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, and it mixed up the two. So millions of Johnson & Johnson doses are unavailable, and that's going to perhaps slow down the rate of vaccinations, which had been going quite well in the country. The the 4 million doses over the weekend, I mean, that's a new record. So they the country's doing pretty well. This is going to be a bit of a blip, but they hope it's just a blip and they can get that factory squared away.
And this has brought a lot of scrutiny on that particular factory. I mean, has that factory had other problems as well?
You know, I think they have, and the FDA has got to get in there and authorize it again before they'll let the doses go. And in a way, experts say this should reassure the public that, there are processes in place to catch these mistakes before anything gets out into the general public. But of course, it may also have the opposite effect in giving people more pause if they're hesitant about the vaccine. But so far, the hesitancy seems to be ebbing a bit. And by the end of this week, 42 states will open eligibility to all age groups.
Right. And here in Colorado, I don't know if you knew this, but more than 2 million people have had at least one dose of the COVID vaccine, and 1.2 million residents have actually had the full dose complement. So, I mean, Colorado definitely moving toward getting the residents vaccinated. But other parts of the country are seeing some worrying trends as far as COVID infection rates. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is especially true in Michigan, where the number of infections is up 40% over the weekend, and they think it's probably the variants, which are especially the B.1.1.7, which was first discovered in Britain. That one is hitting people a little bit younger, 20s, 30s, 40s, and those are people who may not have had access to the vaccine until now or until recently. And the good news is they're not dying necessarily, but some of them are getting quite sick and requiring hospitalization. So that's putting a new strain on hospitals. And we talked to one emergency room doctor in Michigan who said, this represents a third surge.
And one of the things that's worrisome to people like myself who've been fully vaccinated is these variants. Maybe right now the vaccines that we have that have been developed are effective against the current variants. But the problem is that these variants could evolve even more to become something that we aren't immune from.
Well, that's going to be the concern, right? And there've been some studies about the different variants, and the vaccines perform better against some than others. So the South African variant, as it's known, has been found to perhaps be breaking through the vaccine wall a little more than is comfortable. So that's something scientists are going to watch. And we already know that Pfizer and Moderna have been working on different booster shots, should that become necessary to account for the circulation of variants. But again, the best defense is going to be to get more people vaccinated. And even if even if there's a percentage that isn't able to do this, they can at least have some confidence that they're not going to get as sick.
Okay. ABC News correspondent Aaron Kutursky, always great to get your insight, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.